Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your episode for Wednesday, February 7th. From Springfield, Missouri to Locked On Pistons, Anthony Tolliver joins us today. He's going to be our first Pistons guest here on the podcast. But this is your host, Matt Shook, and you can find me on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. And also give us a follow on the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, too. And we got a Facebook page now, so go ahead and follow that at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Today, we're going to be looking ahead to tonight's game against the Brooklyn Nets as the Pistons try to extend their four-game winning streak at home against them. And we're going to take a look at the NBA's big decision on Tuesday regarding the Pistons that could impact their maneuvering leading up to Thursday's trade deadline. And of course, we're going to talk to Anthony Tolliver about Blake Griffin, Tolliver's own great season, and the secret to being a master of team chemistry in an NBA locker room like he has been throughout his career. But fantasy sports fans, listen up. Did you know that your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why Draft is my favorite fantasy site. No more getting crushed by the pros. And it's not just me. More than 1 million people that have already downloaded Draft think so too. Plan a real live NBA draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code LOPISTONS. That's right. Play in a real money draft for free just by using my promo code LOPISTONS. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure that you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Pistons listeners a money-back guarantee of up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play for free right now with me using promo code LOPISTONS. I already got the draft set up for this week's Draft Wednesday, so follow me on the app at Matt Shook, the handle I got on there. I also shared the draft links on Twitter and Facebook, so check them out there as well. Well, Brooklyn is coming to town, and the Pistons owe them one. The Nets took out Detroit 101-100 on Spencer Dinwiddie's shot in the lane on January 21st, which was part of Detroit's recent eight-game slide, but that sure feels like Detroit is a different team now. A 34-point win in Brooklyn earlier in January was actually the last win before the eight-game slide for the Pistons, but that was in the BB era before Blake. Since beating Detroit, though, the Nets have lost 7 of 8 games. They are still very bad. This is a rebuilding team that hasn't really started the rebuilding process in very many ways, and they're coming off a back-to-back, too, losing at home on Tuesday night to the Houston Rockets. It's another friendly scheduled game for a Pistons team that needs to stockpile these layup wins while they can. Detroit is riding high with 5 very winnable games coming up before the All-Star break, and Vegas likes them too, as they have the Pistons as a 9-point favorite. The Nets made a trade on Monday, giving up Tyler Zeller to the Milwaukee Bucks for Rashad Vaughn and a second-round pick. Zeller will help Giannis and those guys try to find some inside scoring to add to all their athletic wings that they have out on the perimeter. Vaughn was a first-rounder in 2005, but didn't really do anything in Milwaukee in 2 seasons. Kind of a mirror image of Bryce Johnson for Detroit, who came over in the Blake Griffin trade, maybe give him a new environment and hope that he kind of thrives with his new teammates and new situation here. The Nets, they have players auditioning for Thursday afternoon's trade deadline, as well as Damari Carroll has resurrected his career and could possibly help a contender as a 3-and-D type player, while Spencer Dinwiddie, the former Piston, has grown into someone who could score off the bench for a good team, and it might be time for Sean Marks and the Brooklyn front office to sell high on him. Caris LeVert, a former Michigan player, got banged up and may have suffered a concussion on Tuesday against Houston, so Wolverines fans won't be seeing him probably on the court tonight against the Pistons. And also not playing likely would be Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, who lit up the Pistons in that win last month. He's been out lately with an injury, as well as Quincy Acey, who missed Tuesday's game. He's that tough throwback power forward from, I believe, Baylor, who's also been out lately as well. And for good reason, the Nets are sitting those players. They have no problem with the injuries, as Coach Kenny Atkinson's team is tantalizingly close in the tanking standings of the bottom of the NBA mix there. Brooklyn is at 19-36 right now, and that's the 8th worst team in the NBA, but only a game and a half out of being the very last place team in the NBA. So 8 teams grouped by a game and a half difference. It's going to be a real race to the bottom in the next couple months here. There's going to be a lot of teams watching some bad basketball and hoping that their players lose as they try to get as high a draft pick as possible. So, gentlemen, stop your engines and then maybe just go ahead and light the car on fire afterwards because it's tank season. It's time to sit out some games and throw the young guys out there and lose as much as you possibly can. And along those lines, the Pistons also will get a gift later in the year as the teams will meet one more time on April 1st, April Fool's Day, against the Brooklyn Nets. And you can only imagine, in Brooklyn, by the way, you can only imagine what kind of lineup the Nets will be fielding at those kind of games. But after tonight, the Pistons will play Friday night at home on ESPN against the Clippers as Blake Griffin takes on Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Boban Marjanovic, and the LA Clippers. And then the Pistons will hit the road for Atlanta on Sunday, and then home games against the New Orleans Pelicans on Monday, and then the Hawks next week, next Wednesday, Valentine's Day, to close out the portion of the schedule before the All-Star break, before hitting the Caribbean or whatever they're going to do for that vacation this year. But the Pistons were the subject of a big decision from the league on Tuesday. I'm going to tell you all about that leading up to the trade deadline, which could affect their plans. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So what's up, fellas? And if you want men between the ages of 18 and 44 to learn about your company, this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at matt_schoch@yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Anthony Tolliver, the Pistons spark plug off the bench, who was kind enough to join us on Tuesday after practice. But the league office finally ruled on the injury exception status stemming from John Luehr's ailment. The forward only played 8 games earlier this season for Detroit and had a season ending ankle surgery last month. The NBA ruled on Tuesday that half of his cap hit can be returned to the Pistons for use. And according to Sham Sharnia of Yahoo, who broke the news, that means the Pistons will have a disabled player exception of $5.24 million. Coincidentally, as I definitely pointed out on Twitter on Tuesday, that's a little bit short, but nearly an identical amount to the cap hit that the Pistons take every season for the stretched out provision that they used on the Josh Smith contract a few years ago. The Smith contract cost the Pistons $5.3 million of cap space this year and every year for the next 2 seasons as well before that expires. Luehr busted up his ankle, and what a team guy he is. That was kind of the nature of my tweet that got us some nice likes and retweets, so thanks for you guys on there. That's about as good as it gets from Twitter from me, folks. So if you're expecting more, you got the wrong guy. So the Pistons, they've got a little bit of room, a little bit of wiggle room there to deal with leading up to the 3 p.m. Eastern trade deadline on Thursday afternoon. Now, Rod Beard of DetroitNews.com, friend of the podcast, pointed out that they need to waive a player or trade a player. So it's not like they just have a roster spot. Now they would have to do something with it. They can't just pick someone up. But the P also noted in his story on the website on Tuesday that the Pistons also have a trade exception of $7 million that was created in the Blake Griffin deal. That provision is good for up to a year, though it also does not provide an open roster spot, as he says as well. So if they want to make some moves, they can get a little creative with some cap machinations that are available to them as well. A nice tool for the cap-strapped Pistons to use if they believe it. So Stan Van Gundy, if he really believes in this team, and there's a lot of decisions that have to be made in a short window, but he thinks that they can make a little run in the Eastern Conference. And if you're looking around the league and you're looking at the Pistons and the potential for them to be coming together this year, and you look around that Eastern Conference, looking at Cleveland, looking at Boston, not that afraid of Toronto and the, you know, the grand scheme of things, certainly the Pistons would be a big underdog in a playoff series with the Raptors, but not an imposing team that looks unbeatable or anything like that. Maybe Stan Van Gundy gets those starry eyes and makes another deal here before Thursday afternoon. Stay tuned, and we will follow that story here as well. But in bad, disturbing news from the Pistons on Tuesday, Willie Reed, who was acquired alongside Blake Griffin in the deal, he's suspended 6 games from the league as he had a pending domestic violence case that the league was deliberating on since the end of the summer. The incident was involved his wife, and it was from August, and looked like one that was missed by Detroit media members over the coverage of the Blake Griffin trade. I haven't seen anything about it until the league announced this. And of course, when I say Detroit media members, I got to lump myself into that group of folks that missed it. But obviously I'm not around that team, so kind of disappointing to see that we have to learn about this like this when, you know, some of the background information searches other than the the cursory stuff that I do just to kind of Google it to get some information out to you guys. I would have wished that the was something that was discussed a little bit further as the Pistons decided to bring this guy into the organization. From an Associated Press story in around the August incident, his wife told police that it all happened after she told him she wanted a divorce. She said Reed dragged her across the apartment and later pulled her hair and grabbed her wrist. Her purse was broken as they were struggling with it. This is all from her side of the story. And that Reed tore her shirt as well. Then when she came back to grab the two kids, she said Reed grabbed her by the hair, then grabbed her wrist and arm to get her to the ground. She said that she hit him with a glass candle to get him away from him. But for his part, Reed, to the police, denied putting his hands on his wife. But police said Reed's wife had red marks on her wrist, biceps, back, and chest as well. So obviously, the league did their own investigation separate from the police, using a lot of what the police did as well, and decided to give Reed a 6-game suspension. So that's the league's stance on whether what he did on that night was how bad it was, how guilty he was, and all that kind of stuff. And as we look back at Willie Reed's past, he had a sexual assault while he was at St. Louis University, while he was in college. So maybe it's time for us to tamper our enthusiasm about Willie Reed's future with the Pistons as a backup center and really with the league at all in general. I'm not going to be coming out here waving the flag for them to get rid of him right now. I think that organizations like the Pistons have a little bit of leeway. They're a proud organization that's done nothing to have a pattern of behavior of their players out there embarrassing the franchise or embarrassing the city of Detroit or the state of Michigan with their behavior. So we're going to, at this point, in my opinion, we're going to leave that up to the Pistons, whether they're going to have Reed continue to be a member of this organization. But if they're going to go ahead and cut him and move on from Willie Reed, whether that be now or in the near future in the offseason or whatever, I'd be fine with that for the record. So yeah, there are some things that are bigger than basketball, and it's more important to be rooting for a team that we're comfortable to root for, and more important to always have pride in our, you know, civic, you know, fandom that we have here when we're rooting for the Pistons. So something to keep an eye on, and you know, hopefully Willie Reed will be not only taking care of whatever he needs to take care of in his own personal life, but also getting out in the community and trying to speak out about some of these things, and also, you know, perform some community services to you know, make up for some of the bad actions he's had in the past. But sorry to take that dark, disturbing turn, but that's Pistons news, and we've got to talk about it here on Locked On Pistons. But in better news, we're going to be joined by all-around good guy and a player that the Pistons fans can be proud of rooting for day in and day out, and that's Anthony Tolliver. But as you're listening to Locked On Pistons, you also should be listening to Locked On Lions every day. Matt Derry of Detroit Radio does a great job with that podcast. You should be checking that out every day. As the Lions, fortunately, did have a Patriots coordinator who actually did decide to follow up on his commitment and join the Lions as their head coach as opposed to Josh McDaniels in Indianapolis. What a mess down there. But you should also be checking out Locked On Lions, and we got podcasts for every NBA team and every NFL team as well, an NFL draft podcast, an NBA fantasy podcast, so all sorts of good stuff out there on the Locked On Network, your team every day.
And now we're being joined in his 10th NBA season and his second stretch with the Detroit Pistons, having a great year off the bench for the now red-hot Detroit Pistons. Anthony Tolliver, thanks for joining us here on Locked On Pistons.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You guys are having on the 4-game win streak right now since the Blake Griffin trade, and it sounds like he's coming in and saying all the right things. Looks like there's a great mood around the team. How would you describe what this past week has been like?
It's been great. You know, Blake's come in and really given us a lot of energy and a lot of confidence, and he's going out there and just figuring things out. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we still have to figure out, and it's a work in progress, but we're doing it, and we're able to get some wins while doing that, so it's definitely a good position to be in.
And offensively on the court, do you notice that the defense, the gravity of the defense is shifting towards him a little bit, making things a lot easier for everyone out there?
Absolutely, especially as a shooter. You know, that's something that I thrive around. You know, I haven't had that too many times in my career, so having guys that have the ability to you know, demand a lot of attention only helped me out as an individual player.
And you're having one of your best seasons right now, especially from deep. Now, if you had to pinpoint one reason for the individual success that you're having this year with Detroit, what would that be?
Confidence. I just have a different level of confidence now than I've ever had before. And, I'm just going into every game with a high level of confidence and going in and doing what I do and, not really worrying about anything else.
Now, throughout your 10-year career, Anthony, you've been kind of known as a great guy in the locker room. What's the secret to being a good chemistry guy, and why are you known as that way? Are you, like, remembering guys' birthdays or telling jokes, or what is it that makes you a chemistry guy, so to speak?
I just, genuinely care about my teammates, on and off the court. They know that, and I think that gives me a lot of a clout. I think that guys really, think that's a big deal. I think it's a big deal, that I just care about them as men as much as or if not more than as players. And so to me, that carries over to the court, and guys really like that.
Now, Anthony Tolliver joined us here on Locked On Pistons. You played at Kickapoo High School on some incredible teams in the early 2000s. I lived in your hometown of Springfield, Missouri, and I covered high school sports for the newspaper, the News Leader down there. For the folks that are listening that don't know much about the Ozarks, I always tell them it's a real legit high school hoops area and the state of Missouri, too, for high school hoops. Do you think folks are kind of sleeping on Springfield a little bit as a hoops hotbed, and do you think that has helped kind of maybe turn you into the college player that you were and into the pro player that you were in some ways?
Of course, I'm always going to, represent where I'm from and have a lot of pride for, the area I'm from. So it's definitely something that I take a lot of pride in. And I feel like, we've definitely produced, quite a few players over the years from Southwest Missouri. I don't know if it's necessarily slept on, but at the end of the day, every time you look up, we have, we have some guys coming out of there that are, doing some good things. And so, my nephew is actually at Parkview now, Tyams. He's doing really well, and he's getting a lot of, Division I looks. And I think that he's going to be a heck of a player as well.
The Parkview Vikings, so the crosstown Springfield rivals of the Kickapoo Chiefs. Be interesting to see how that turns out. And they got the Tournament of Champions there. About 10,000 people in Springfield come to watch high school basketball right at Missouri State University. So a really good atmosphere for high school hoops. But now you're in Detroit for your 10th season, and the first team that you came back to, your ninth NBA team, and this is the first time that you've come back for a second stint with a team. And as an outsider coming into Detroit and now being a Detroiter yourself, what about the area stands out to you compared to maybe some of the other places? What is there to like as far as being an NBA player living in Metro Detroit like you do?
Honestly, the people here are amazing. I've definitely enjoyed that very much. Just coming back here and being around the people, that's what we loved about this area the most. But it's just really nice. The suburbs, areas that we, that my family live in, we really enjoy living there, and just has a lot of great things, a lot of great restaurants, a lot of great places for families, for kids, and everything else. So we just really enjoy living here and enjoying our time. We haven't moved everything downtown yet, so it's that's still, I haven't really been downtown a ton besides when we play, but it's an exciting thing.
When you head downtown for games at Little Caesars Arena, do you notice a little bit of vibe and a little bit of buzz, maybe a little bit more than when you were here 2-3 years ago with the team?
Yeah, definitely different. I mean, it's a different fan base, different type of people, different fan base. So it's definitely something that, I think fans are still getting used to it. An environment that, fans are used to the Palace and used to being up here in Auburn Hills, but we're downtown now, so gotta change it up. But I definitely feel like there's a great energy in the arena, and we're having a lot of fun.
Now, Anthony, you got some many good years of a ball ahead as a player, but with your personality, it seems like you might have a lot of options for your post-playing career. Have you had any thoughts in off seasons about what path that you'll take when that day comes, or some ideas for that post-playing career and how to stay involved in basketball, or whatever it is you want to be involved in?
Yeah, as far as staying involved with basketball, the way I think I'm going to probably do that is by, you know, doing individual lessons and training kids and helping them out. As far as, you know, outside of that, you know, I'm definitely into entrepreneurship. I'm an entrepreneur off the court, and, you know, that's what I have a passion for outside of basketball. So, you know, that's what I'll probably go into. I don't think I'll coach or do any of that stuff, but, you know, time will tell. Who knows? You know, maybe my mind will change by the time I'm done playing ball. So, but as of right now, I think I'll probably just stick with, you know, the businesses and stuff that I'm currently doing, and maybe do some new business adventures that, that I can get involved in after I'm done, and go from there.
Last question, Anthony. You got Andre Drummond heading to the All-Star game, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week from last week, too. You played with him when he was a little bit younger, a couple years back with the Pistons. What would you say is the biggest difference that you've seen in him than the guy that you played with a couple years ago in your first stretch with Detroit?
Consistency. He's as consistent of a player as we have on our team. I mean, he brings it every single night now. That was his biggest flaw whenever he was a younger player was, you know, he just wasn't very consistent. So now he's consistent. He's bringing it every single night, and, you know, very, very valuable. Obviously, he's a huge part of our team. And, you know, now with Blake and him together, you're always in better shape than you were if you don't have two guys that can dominate again.
All right, well, Anthony Tolliver, former Kickapoo Chief, Creighton Blue Jay, and now Detroit Pistons spark plug, I want to thank you for joining us here on Locked On Pistons today.
Absolutely, not a problem.
I want to say thanks again to Anthony Tolliver for joining us here on Locked On Pistons. He mentioned his nephew, Tyam Freeman, a junior at Parkview High School. I checked on a story from Wyatt Wheeler of the Newsleader, my guy. He said that he calls Freeman the best prospect in Springfield right now. He used to play at Hillcrest, the same school that produced Doriel Green Beckham of football fame and off football field fame infamy, I guess, as well. But according to a December story from Wyatt on Freeman, that he says that he's got offers from Bradley and Missouri State, a 6'6" high flyer. So someone to keep an eye on if you follow basketball, especially of the Missouri Valley Conference variety too. But I want to remind you guys that it is Draft Wednesday, so hop on the Draft app and also go to draft.com, sign up for an account, use promo code LOPISTONS to get $3 free, and that will be enough to get you free entry into our Draft Wednesday contest. Follow me on the app, and also follow the link through to Twitter and Facebook that I've put up last night as well, and you can get into our Draft Wednesday contest. It's daily fantasy, and it's a draft contest. It's really fun, really easy, and you can check out the contest. Win free real money against other Pistons fans. We do it every Wednesday. So please support the podcast and join us on there. But tomorrow's podcast, we're recapping the game with the Brooklyn Nets, and I'll have another guest as well. This time it won't be a Piston, but this guy did play a little professional football back in the day. Well, semi-pro anyways. And also, check us out online at the Locked On NBA Network Twitter account at Locked On NBA Net. And you should also give a like to our Facebook account on at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook as well. But thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks again to AT, and we'll talk to you all again soon.